Those who are administering today as teachers will sometime be angels or ruling angels and messiahs and so on up the scale. While those who are being taught today will sometime be the teachers and on up the scale, while those who are serving as counselors and rulers have already served in their various steps of ascension sometime in some cycle. Such is God's law, no exceptions, no partialities, no respecter of persons. There are conditions and places provided for even the unruly until they become obedient unto God. While the dark souls must sometime awaken and see the light and progress into the divine realms and dwell in God's holy divine kingdoms and be participants of His divine eternal light. When you were ready to enter this zone, you had your spiritual bath in that wonderful lake and your outer garment that looked like black cobwebs, which were the material earthly vibrations that had been concentrated around you, which obstructed your soul vision, sloughed off, or in other words just dropped from your head to the ground. Now as you have passed through all the gradations of this fourth zone and are eligible for the fifth, which is the first holy heavenly zone, ere you can enter here you must again leave your outer garment. So your last mission and your last instructions are given in the holy temple of purification, and after you have come out of here, the material garment drops to your feet and again you can step out and away from it and enter into the first purified harmonious holy heavenly atmosphere of this great heavenly zone or center, taking with you the blessing of divine love from the masters who so lovingly pointed the way. Throughout the world of soul, a deep reverence and strong attachment grows between the teachers and the aspirants, which quickens into divine love and they become inseparably cemented together. Thou messengers of light sublime, we are drinking at thy holy shrine. The sacred wisdom from thy lips entwine in rhythmic lore and truth divine, O lift our souls to heavenly shores where blessings flow in numbers more, 50, than all the kingdoms here below. Thou messengers of light sublime who assist us in our earthly climb the scale of life, ascend through time from all eternity of the past through kingdoms and planes, at last have reached the borders of heavenly shores where love divine reigns forevermore. Thou messengers of light sublime, to thee we come with love divine, with reverential greetings bow in holiness and with sacred vow to thee, O Master, our love shall bind throughout eternity and ever climb the heights thou hast reached through time. 51. The fifth zone, the scholarly belt in the ethereal world 350,000 miles from the earth realm. O fatherhood, O motherhood, the divine essence of all life and all light, breathe upon us thy spirit, breathe, illumine us with thy light, vivify us with thy life, purify us with thy love, and grant that in all we think and say we may more and more resemble thee. We have now reached the first heavenly holy zone in the ethereal world, the world of the soul. This zone is 50,000 miles from the border of the fourth zone onto the constellation Orion. This constellation has a blue sun, and the reflected light of this sun is the light of this zone, which is a pale blue. Here we are away from all the commotion and noises of this earth realm and quite removed from that of the neighboring planets. The dwellers wear the pale purple and the white robes, designating their degree of unfoldment and intellectual attainment. These robes are worn in their festivities and their places of worship, in their temples of learning, in their judicial courts and on other special occasions. For ordinary use, gentlemen wear the customary attire that we see here in black or white, or in full dress as the occasion may demand. The ladies are seen mostly in their white dresses for ordinary use and in their gowns of soft dainty textures, like our chiffons or laces, with their gorgeous jewels of diamonds, rubies, sapphires and many other beautiful jewels in the most unique designs, as for instance a bird stretched across the bosom, of diamonds inlaid with rubies bringing out the design. Arm bracelets, rings and hair ornaments are seen on these intelligences whose faces radiate the bloom of youth, and whose wisdom illumines the countenance that its radiation is not only seen, but felt, by all who contact with these heavenly souls. All are very fastidious in their attire, which must harmonize with the vibrations of this heavenly zone and be in keeping with the demand of the occasion. The traveler now breathes a sigh of relief. He has been cleansed from all animal tendencies and desires. He is now eligible and fit to abide in the first heavenly holy zone of God's kingdom, where harmony, Peace and love reign in every heart and harmonize with the atmosphere in this belt. None can enter here until all selfishness has been overcome and their consciousness has expanded, reaching out into the universal to their degree of unfoldment. All discord, all hatred, all jealousy and all the animal tendencies that the human family is heir to have been wholly transmuted and regenerated into divine love and sympathy for all humanity. Sympathy is divine love put in action. When we have entered into the fifth zone, we have reached a great step on our journey in our ascension and have accomplished many things to our satisfaction. Here, the soul has not only reached a higher degree of consciousness, but its light radiates sufficient power to transmute all ignorance and egotism into knowledge and divine love. The five-leaf clover is symbolic of the many advantages for the scholarly pursuits in these conducive environments and the realization of the blessings and joy through its accumulations. From an intellectual standpoint, this is one of the most interesting of all the zones of the ethereal world to the finite mind still encased in a physical structure on this earth realm. We have here two most important points for consideration. On this earth plane, all our efforts are 52. Towards the accomplishment of everything for self. Self-praise, self-laudation, self-righteousness, self-success and prosperity, all for self. But here in the world of soul we must wholly overcome self and all our efforts must be devoted for the accomplishment of good for the sake of good for the uplift of all humanity. Every desire for self must be conquered. The greatest victory of the soul is the victory over self. Here in this zone the conquest of self to a certain degree must be accomplished ere they pass on to the sixth zone. Our responsibility in executing our powers of self-reliance began in the fourth zone and here we must become master to a much greater degree over all trials and experiences, working out our salvation and rendering unselfish service to others in both realms of life. The higher always ministering to the lower is God's law. The interaction of the two worlds is one of the natural events of life. The two great points for consideration are the overcoming or conquest over self and the ability to absorb and digest the knowledge and wisdom that lies before us. For this is indeed a great center of knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge along every line has reached a high degree of perfection and at your disposal are the many libraries with their volumes upon volumes of information along every branch of science, literature, art, music, metaphysics, philosophy. You will find here some of the great chemists, astronomers, metaphysicians, poets, musicians, artists. The use of wireless and electricity have reached a high degree of perfection and is demonstrated in this zone. The soul in its present degree of unfoldment, having been cleansed of all earthly vibrations, is now in condition to absorb and digest the knowledge that lies before it. In these libraries you will find the original literature of all the ancient scriptures, the Vedas, our Bible, the sayings of Jesus of Nazareth our Christ, the correct copies of which we have never had, much having been omitted and much misinterpreted. Also the writings which were destroyed in the days of the Reformation at the Alexandrian Library. We find the works of Confucius, Euclid, Democritus, Ptolemy, Empedocles, Pythagoras, Socrates, Plato and many, many others. Here you will find the history of this planet with all its many convulsions and changes, the many continents that once were and are no more. The principal one of these is the one known to us as the Great Atlantis, where now rolls the mighty waves of the Atlantic Ocean. The downfall of this continent was witnessed by many intelligences who once functioned in a physical structure upon this earth realm at that time. The dwellers upon that wonderful continent had progressed far beyond the range of consciousness which the highest and best of us now enjoy. They were so highly evolved that they consciously received their wisdom from a still higher source, God's divine kingdom. The Egyptians, who ranged next in evolution, kept the records of the earth for many thousand years, traces of which are still visible in the pyramids of Egypt. They borrowed some of their truths from the Atlanteans. Egypt was one of the strongholds of this continent of the Atlantis, who ruled here for many hundred thousand years, about 450,000. Sometime we, too, will reach the intellectual development and soul unfoldment which they had attained and still greater heights which await us. Many of the advanced souls have traveled out into distant realms to gather knowledge of other planets and other solar systems. They make explorations of our moon and the sun and return laden with knowledge and information. All of these trips have been planned by the masters who select groups of intelligences to take these journeys, then prepare the way. These are carefully watched, noted and written up, then placed in these libraries for the benefit of all. 53. About 15 years ago, a group of 12 highly evolved intelligences from the 6th and 7th zones and the 1st celestial kingdom started on a journey around our solar system, making a visit and a thorough investigation of all the planets within the radius of what we call our solar system. They were gone about 9 weeks. During this trip, they gathered much information from the inhabitants of other planets, visiting every planet, taking cognizance of their mode of living, their environments and much other information regarding these planets. All of which has been recorded and placed in these libraries. On the outer edge of our solar system lies a planet which has not yet been observed or discovered by our astronomers. All such knowledge is handed down to the inhabitants of this Earth realm, to those who are ready for it and can properly impart it to the world. If you could see the interest that prevails throughout this zone, not only of the worlds that are but of the worlds that are yet to be, it would so fill your mind with enthusiasm and create such an intense desire to know, that you would place yourself in position to receive and indulge in this feast of wisdom that is yours for the asking if you are ready to digest it. Oh, how much time we waste in the petty things of this life and shut out all the opportunities of mingling with the enlightened souls of this zone and the still higher intelligences who are so filled with knowledge and wisdom, who would and could give us so much correct information that would wipe out all errors and the conglomerated ideas which are given out as truths by the undeveloped souls who have not yet unfolded the higher perceptions and are not in position to know the difference between that which is a fact and that which is the outcome of individualized ideas or beliefs. In the world of soul, we abide by nature's laws, which are God's laws. If we would fill our minds with the facts as they flow from the higher realms, it would cause us to more rapidly develop and become purer, and thus in radiating such lofty ideas and facts, they would so permeate this earth realm that its influence would wipe out all prejudices, superstition, egotism and selfishness, and the kingdom of God would reign in the hearts of men here on earth as well as in this heavenly zone. But we are so blind and shut out the light that radiates from the world of soul through our fears, prejudices and superstition. So long as we are not acquainted with the world of soul and do not know of the many mansion in our Father's house, how could we realize that there are beings so high in the scale of life who have the power to guide and direct the birth of a newborn planet or regulate the affairs of men through their wisdom, always complying with the evolutionary scheme of God? Emerson told us that it is a long journey from the oyster to man, but the journey has been made. Let me remind you that it is a longer journey from the savage known as man to a civilized man and then to a Christ, but that journey too has been made, and still higher beings are found in God's divine kingdom. Many do not know what constitutes a Christ, and when we speak of Jesus of Nazareth, they dispute the fact that such an intelligence ever existed in a physical form. They declare that all we know is only a symbol of the Christ principle within us. While the Christ principle dwells within each of us, nevertheless Jesus of Nazareth, our Christ, dwelt upon this earth in a physical body, and as we ascend to the higher zones into the celestial, we will reveal the facts of his existence there in that divine kingdom. After we have reached the 7th zone, you will have the power to look back into the book of your life and see the many steps which you have ascended, and turning your face upward you will see the many stairs that still lie before you which you have yet to climb. 54. These reach out into realms too numerous for the finite mind in its present degree of consciousness to grasp or comprehend. In one of these numerous libraries in this zone you will find the book of your life, whose pages you will have the privilege of perusing. No doubt with many of us we will find more on the debit side of the ledger than on the credit pages, but whatever our mistakes have been, we have eternity before us to fill in and balance the account. However, every wrong must be balanced by that which is right through unselfish service through divine love. Your life is not only registered from the time of your birth in this physical body but from the time of your leaving your heavenly abode, the fountain of bliss, to your birth and from the birth of your physical body through this life and then your journey through the world of soul. As soon as you start your soul progression, whether it is while you are still functioning in the physical body or after you leave the physical body and gravitate to the soul realm, the same is registered in the world of soul in every zone, beginning with the third zone, as this is the first zone of light. The light of the second belt being like our twilight. As you function in the fifth zone, it seems as if you are in a world of wisdom where you can fill your soul to overflowing with any information along any line you may desire. Here you have the privilege and pleasure of mingling with genuine masters of art and music, masters of chemistry and electricity, masters of astronomy and philosophy. Some of the finest poets and writers are found here, and from a purely unselfish desire for the uplift of humanity, they seek avenues where they can impart their knowledge. If we are attuned to their vibration, we can receive much that will benefit us and this world. Wireless communications can reach us from the world of soul just as distinctly and conveniently as the messages we receive over the telephone. You are the receiver, and if you are attuned to the sender or operator, you can at any time receive your message. In fact, our inspiration comes in this manner, but we who have not the soul senses evolved are not conscious of it. I will explain this in another book which will soon be in print on the laws of progression. You will find many telegraphic stations, wireless and otherwise, here in this zone. Some of them having been erected expressly for reaching the children of Earth, and others for the purpose of communicating with souls in other parts of the realm of soul, and some are wholly for experimental stations, while others are for private use to keep in touch with the doings of this zone and other zones. Private stations are also found in the lower zones. There are a few private libraries which contain records of various kinds. But you have access to so many libraries and much more than you can digest in one life is at your command and pleasure. Though you may never be an astronomer, a philosopher or chemist yet, in this present degree of unfoldment your desire to know is unsquelchable, for you have distinct glimpses and realizations that you are an epitome of nature, and as such you see within yourself the same essence and power that constitutes the suns, the stars and the planets, and that these are composed of the same elements, being bone of your bone and substance of your substance, which can now no longer hold you in abeyance, for you have reached the rung in the ladder of life where we have attained the power which enables you to master the elements instead of being enslaved by them. With this ever-present fact before you, your soul reaches out into the distant realms to explore and investigate their chemical constituents and proclivities to a greater degree, realizing that when you do this you will know yourself better, and as you get better acquainted with yourself you will draw closer to God and recognize your relationship and kinship with Him in a larger degree of consciousness. 55. So here you will find many adepts and masters spending hours and hours with the telescope, spectroscope and other instruments not yet known here on the Earth realm. You will find chemists experimenting in their laboratories, dissecting the atom or the ions and corpuscles of which it is composed, or concentrating them into groups, watching the results that the power of the will can manifest over them. They have a process for gathering the atoms that are floating in space sent forth by the various suns and planets, and these are carefully analyzed, but as yet the finite mind is too dormant to comprehend the workings of the finer forces of nature which are so tangible to us in this world of soul. Chemistry has reached a high degree of perfection in this zone. Many astronomers work in unison with the chemists, and these join another class called astrologers, who fathom the interaction of the cosmic forces and their influence upon the evolution of conscious intelligences as well as that of this planet. The dwellers are taught how to control the elements intelligently and thereby to have the power to travel unhindered through the dense belts of this mundane sphere or out even beyond our solar system under all conditions. In the near future, when the disturbing elements of the present day have been squelched or eliminated and the constructive period is over, then the inhabitants of this world will enjoy advantages due to inventions and discoveries perfected in the soul world which at the present time are not even thought of, and these will be handed down to such individuals as are adapted and capable in every way to perfect them for use here on this earth plane. This world must first be made ready and fit for such blessings and enjoyments as are awaiting their conscious appreciation of them, so that they will not ignorantly and maliciously play with God's privileges for commercial and individual graft instead of for universal use and benefits, and the sacred privilege and advancement of every individual. All of the inventions of the lower zones are brought here in this fifth zone for perfection, and these are tried out and thoroughly tested before they are considered ready for our earth realm. After this has been accomplished, they search for an individual who is sufficiently advanced and capable of receiving the message and imparting it to the world to its best advantage. Many times the individuals do not receive their impressions and inspiration perfectly, and as a result others must come along to improve upon their shortcomings, causing delay. In this world of soul has been perfected an instrument which will enable every individual to have direct communication with the dwellers of these various zones. This instrument will in the near future be found in nearly every home to the same extent that you now find the Victrola or the telephone. It will be considered one of the necessities and the greatest commodity and comfort and a greater benefit than even our telephones and telegraphic systems are considered at the present time. For many years they have been waiting to give this to this material world, but the world must first be made fit for its benefits. This instrument will wipe out all superstition, all hindrances and obstructions that have been created by the ignorant of all the ages. The interaction of the two worlds is as natural as the interaction of the cosmic forces, and it is God's law which no human being can wipe out or change. So the sooner we educate ourselves to God's methods and comply with His plan and His laws, the quicker will the world get rid of the turmoil and suffering impinged upon all humanity throughout the ages of this planet, caused by working against God and His laws instead of working in harmony with Him and for Him. When you do what is just and right towards your brother man, regardless of his color or race or regardless of his degree of consciousness which reveals his plane of unfoldment, then you will work in harmony with God and His laws. 56. Men's efforts have been wholly directed for self and selfish interests, and he has permitted nothing which he considered an obstacle to stand in his way to carry out his selfish plans, but the world will yet be cleansed and such barbarism and selfishness wiped out for the benefit of mankind. Then the inhabitants of this planet will work in unison for the advancement of the soul, realizing that if we seek the kingdom of God first, all else will be added. Then our methods of worship will change and a new religion will dawn upon the consciousness of man. He will see within himself the likeness unto God. He will feel his relationship with all nature and see the golden thread that binds all humanity in one continuous chain of life, each expressing an essential and important part in the whole scheme of God's handiwork. He will see himself as one of the links of this chain that would be wholly incomplete without him, so sacred, so essential, so important is every soul to God. The universe could not exist without even the minutest particle that flows to make up the whole. Then how much more sacred and important is that individualized conscious entity we call man. O thou infinite source and fountain of all life and light, all is of thine own creation, so lead us and help us to lift the veil that man may see thy sacred plan. Around the most central fountain of this zone is found the lotus flower, which is symbolic of divine motherhood, through which germination appeared and all existence are formed. The Divine Mother is expressed in all forms of nature, in the germination of all forms of existence. We must be endowed with divine wisdom to perceive the correct meaning of the manifestations of these higher kingdoms, where all is symbolic of divine life. The Divine Mother is held with great reverence in the soul world and is found represented as the Madonna in the various temples of worship, where she is looked upon as very sacred. In the higher zones, God is worshipped as the fatherhood and motherhood of all life and all light. In ancient times, everything was veiled in symbols, science, art, astronomy, and no one could understand these symbols except those who had evolved the divine attributes of their being, as only such had perception or realization of these truths or facts. In the days when the Great Pyramid was constructed, across the shaft where the light falls from the central sun in the direction of Alcyon, all calculations were made. This pyramid was supposed to be in the exact center of this globe, our Earth. The light falling through this shaft was symbolic of the great central sun or light around which our solar system revolves and also all other solar systems. It was symbolic of the divine wisdom held in the angles of light where they meet our globe, the Earth. The symbol of light is represented by the sun, germination by the lotus, the divine mother. In those days the truth was not veiled to keep the masses in ignorance but to protect them from temptations of misusing a law they could not understand or comprehend in their degree of unfoldment. These divine intelligences know better than we that the human family shifts very slowly and our own blindness called our prejudices has been our worst enemy, which all must sometime overcome. For nearly 2,000 years the human family have taken Christ's teachings either literally, figuratively, materially, in fact from every conceivable viewpoint except in its true meaning, even denying he ever existed and functioned on this earth realm, and we have reaped the culmination of our thoughts and actions caused by our misconceptions which Christ called the reaping of our sowing. Again I will remind you that in the world of soul thousands of angels gather together to decide upon the structure they desire to erect, and its minutest details are taken into consideration, and when all has been planned they in unison concentrate their power for the accomplishment of this structure and their thoughts become objectified or manifest. 57. In your amble through this zone you will see a most imposing structure of white stone, not such as is found here. It is of a much smoother, finer texture, has the appearance of white chalk. This building is 7 stories high, occupies what we call a block. Sets on a very high elevation that overlooks the entire zone, surrounded by beautiful shrubbery, vines and flowers, along the outer walls and pathway and by a carpet of soft velvety grass, a narrow winding path perfectly clean and smooth leading to this wonderful sacred temple from the center of this city. On the side are many latticed arches and arbors covered with wisteria in purple and white, corresponding with the robes that are worn by the dwellers in this zone. Under these arches are reclining seats for rest and meditation, and while resting here you are attracted to the hyacinths, china tilies, calla lilies and heliotrope twining around the trellises, the jasmine and white roses. All the flowers in this zone are yellow, white and yellow purple and wisteria shades and white. The inspiration from such a combination of flowers so perfectly matured with this exquisite temple and surroundings where you face a view of God's magnificent beauties displayed in nature is impossible to describe. This building is longer than wide with its 3 comers, the 4th being cut off into a semicircular opening, from which branch the entrance to many separate apartments on the various floors. Many steps of semicircular form increasing in dimension on the ground and graduating to the entrance of the door on the ground floor. In the center of the structure you will find a large room or hall where the dwellers gather for daily worship. In the center of this room is a fountain of water whose sprays are like the radiance of pure diamonds. A railing of pure gold separates the masters, who come here to teach, from the audience. In back of this railing is the platform on which gather masters, and in the center is an altar of pure gold from which are given the words of our great master Jesus the Nazarene, known as the Christ. Oftimes you will find on the platform of this gathering some of the apostles and other shining lights whose words of wisdom would baffle the ordinary intelligence. Also other distinguished characters are seen on the platform. The flowers surrounding this fountain of diamond sprays are of pure white, gold, light yellow and purple or wisteria shades. The gold represents the illumination of the soul and the purple the degree of wisdom. Here the dwellers receive the blessings, inspiration and wisdom from the higher intelligences which charges the very atmosphere with their holiness. The masters always wear their robes of white and gold. Everyone's degree of unfoldment and position is designated by the robes which they wear, as there are various masters of different degrees and rulership. There are many windows that are iridescent which emit the light like the sprays of water from that magnificent fountain. The tops of the windows are inlaid representing most beautiful scenery. The interior decorations all blend in the same delicate iridescent shades. Cupids and garlands of flowers painted in the most delicate tints are in back of the platform which is shaped like an alcove. pictures of Madonnas and Messiahs are painted in the most delicate tints on the walls, all of which is the work of some of the finest artists. Here you will find an orchestra and choir of the most high degree of musical perfection and are classed as genuine artists. Such symphony and harmony could not be realized by the finite mind but is in tune with this zone. This exquisite structure is called the Temple of Love, which words are inscribed in letters of gold above the entrance doorway.